got a son called Darren and a daughter whose name is Karen. Without them my life would be barren, like living on the Isle of Arran. Now Darren used to be a nuisance, but since he started work at the off licence, he's out until 12, his hair is nicely gelled, and we get on very well. Yes, he's a true prince.
That's right.
Yeah. Now Karen plays a recorder and composes pretty tunes to order. It's fantastic, love. I think we should applaud her.
Yes, oh yes.
Yeah. Excellent.
We present Christmas Eve with the Shuttleworths.
Sorry. It's a slow rock. Slow blues.
John, get it right.
Right, I'll say it, we're back on course. Sorry about that, everybody. Doesn't matter, John. Doesn't matter.
Do you want an octave, Karen?
Now I've got a son called Darren and a daughter whose name is Karen. Without them my life would be barren, like living on the Isle of Arran.
Like living on the Isle of Arran.
Like living on the Isle of Arran.
Like living on the Isle of Arran. Like living on the Isle of Arran.
Is there somebody at the door, John?
No, very funny, Ken.
No, Ken, there isn't. But no, I can see why Ken would be confused. It's very similar to a doorbell.
Yes.
This is the door. That one, number 61. That's a doorbell.
Yes.
But welcome to Christmas with the Shuttleworths.
Hello.
Thank you, yes.
Sorry, Mary, there was a verse about you, actually. But I forgot it.
No.
And I went wrong.
I see.
But Ken, you weren't mentioned in the song. That's Ken Worthington. Because you're not one of the family.
No.
But you are a family friend. And
yes,
you're very welcome tonight.
Okay. That's right.
Thank you.
You know, I see you made yourself at home already. Yourself a Malibu.
Oh, yes.
Do help yourself to Knox, and there's some light snacks behind you.
Yes, help yourself,
in
Ken.
Little bowl,
no.
As you know.
Thank you.
But can I ask you, please, not to lean back on the sideboard, because it's got very little casters.
Oh,
and,
right.
You know, digging holes in the carpet.
Yes, oh, that's
why don't you find yourself a seat, Ken?
Mm.
You know, there's plenty of seats available.
Well, because I'm not stopping, John. I just popped in, you know, to say hello.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm entertaining, you know.
Who?
Joyce. Oh. Lady I met at the library.
Oh, yes.
She's been round to my house a few times to play the piano. She's not a reader. She just plays with one hand, you know, and picks out the melodies of contemporary songs. And I just sit on my chair, read the paper.
Yeah.
Well, we seem to get on quite well, you know.
But Ken,
anyway, she's coming round, making us something to eat.
Ken.
And I watched the telly, you know.
No, you should have told me about this a long time ago.
Well,
because
I only knew today.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be singing songs, you know, carols. And
well, I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you to read a poem out a little bit later.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
I'd have enjoyed that.
Well, stay, Ken.
Another time. Oh, she's just arrived. I've just seen a Nissan Micra. I've seen the headlights.
Well,
she's parking in my drive. I've got to go.
Well, that's silly.
Bye-bye.
What if you suddenly need to get out?
Thank you for having me, Mary.
It's a pleasure.
Merry Christmas, Karen.
Ken.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Ken.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ken.
Say hello.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Why?
That's completely scuppered the male harmony section.
Oh, it has.
Because, of course, Darren isn't here.
Mm.
He's at the off licence, as was mentioned in the song. And it's a very busy night ahead for Darren, of course. There's a last chance for people to get the drink orders in before Christmas. And he'll be going on to a club afterwards with a couple of friends.
That's right.
And he won't be back in time for the finale.
No.
So, hey, where's Karen?
Well, she's going to get ready, John.
What do you mean?
She's going skating. Didn't she tell you?
No.
She's going with Hayley.
No, she did not tell me, Mary.
No.
And I'm very cross that she suddenly sprung this on us.
Well,
this is two down.
No.
You know, we're going to have an empty house before long.
Well,
this is ridiculous.
She told me about it. Surprised you don't know.
Well.
She told me.
She didn't tell me.
Anyway, it's boring for her, isn't it? Staying on Christmas Eve.
No, it isn't.
She wants to be out with her friends.
Well, that's silly.
She?
That's short-sighted of her.
What do you mean?
Well, you know.
What was her dad?
Anyway. We're without Karen. And that's unprecedented, you know, because she's always loved Christmas Eve at home with the family.
Has she?
In fact, a few Christmases ago, she did a lovely deed, which I'd like to tell you about, because I don't want you to think badly of it, you know. Several Yuletides passed on the TV news broadcasts were scenes of starving Africans most shocking. Karen, then aged 10, decided there and then to forego the satsuma in her Christmas stocking. She popped it in the post. Instructions were enclosed for the proper distribution of this sundry. Make sure my tangerine is shared fairly between the little boys and girls who are so hungry. Karen's tangerine, the gesture of the queen. How generous she's been. Oh, Karen's tangerine. I think Karen's plan was that each village should receive a segment, you know. Well, Christmas came and went. No thank you note was sent to say the gift was gratefully accepted. Did Karen's mission fail? Did it perish in the mail? Or was it somehow cruelly intercepted? You know, an unscrupulous army captain might have seized it at gunpoint and gobbled it all up himself without even giving any to his men. You just don't know, do you? But anyway, I think it was a fantastic gesture on my daughter's part. Oh, Karen's tangerine, the gesture of a queen. How generous she's been. Oh, Karen's tangerine. Yeah, definitely. Karen's tangerine. Contrasts very sharply with the current behaviour, you know. Yeah. Mary, why have you got your coat on?
Right.
You cold?
No, I'm going out, love. With Joan. Joan
Chitty's
come round.
Joan? Oh, hello, Joan.
Hey, well.
Joan Chitty, of course, who qualified recently as a physio.
Oh, that's right, isn't
it? You well, Joan?
Yes, I'm fine, are you? Oh, hey, he's taping. He's taping now.
Yeah. Oh. I am.
Hey, he come to sing some carols at the church. Yes, Joan's asked me to go with her to carols by candlelight, John.
That's she.
You're very welcome to come. Yeah. Right. You are, yeah. You don't have to.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I can, Mary, really, because I'm, you know, doing my broadcast, aren't I?
Oh.
Can't suddenly drop everything.
Well, can't you press pause?
No. No, I can't.
Carry on later.
It'd be a nasty click, wouldn't it?
Well.
You know, you go off, Mary.
All right, love.
You enjoy yourself. Yeah.
See you, John. Have a nice Christmas.
Yeah. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Joan. See you later, Mary.
Yes,
I
will.
Bye. Right. Moving on now. I hope you're all having a nice time at home. I think I'm going to go carol singing, actually. But I'm not going to the church. I'm going to go on my own down our road. Because I'd like to raise some money to buy table tennis equipment for the local boys' club. Because they've only got hard bats, and I think they'd benefit from some sponge ones, you know. So, you're very welcome to come with me. Yeah? Well, see you in a bit then.
The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around.
Do you like that technique that I'm using? You see, what I've done is I've recorded a vocal earlier, and I'm playing it back and singing along with harmonies. And you see, people think it's two people. And in my experience, they're more likely to give generously if they think it's two. If it's just one, you know, they don't come to the door. Oh, they're not coming. That's very rude of them. Well, you see, there is somebody in. He's a bloke sat at a computer, looking very serious. It's not entering into the Christmas spirit, is it? Oh, his wife's just come in with a little tray, some sandwiches and a mug of coffee. Oh, she just... I thought they were for him. For her. She sat on the sofa and, you know, he's not looked up and she's not spoken. You wouldn't think it was Christmas Eve, would you? And they got a lovely tree, but they're not looking at it. Right, well, they can please themselves. I'm going to go on to the next house, where I think we'll experience some joy, because I know the occupant, and you do too. I've done all right, you know. I've made about £2.20, £2.30, something like that. That'll buy you a couple of balls, won't it? 3 stamp. Yeah, here we go then. See amid the winter snow, born for us on earth below. Oh. Sorry about that. That's, my fingers are so cold, you see. I just happened to it, you know, forward. See the tender lamb appear. Oh, slowing down. It's a battery, isn't it?
Yes.
Hail thou ever blessed morn.
No. No, Jonas. What are you collecting for?
It's for the boys' club, to buy table tennis equipment.
Oh, that's nice. Yes, yeah. Right. I'll just go and get my bum bag.
Okay.
Do you want to step inside for a moment?
Yes, I will.
Have you got any ID? No, I'm only joking.
Yeah. Is that Joyce playing?
Yes. Yes, it's Brian Adams, this one, I think.
I see you got an extra strong mint there amongst your change, Ken.
Mm.
You're not going to eat it. It's gone grey.
Oh, no, I won't.
Ooh. Not very good, Ken, is she, really?
Oh, hark at the maestro.
Hmm.
Leave her alone, she's having fun. Right, there you are.
Oh, Ken, that's a £5 note.
Mm.
You sure you can spare such a sum?
Yes, yes I am.
Wow.
Right, thank you very much.
Well, you're kicking me out, are you?
Well, it's a private party, John.
Yeah, all right, I understand. Well, maybe see you later.
It's unlikely.
See. Right, well, thanks, Ken, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, and to you.
Hey, Mary's back. She's in the kitchen. Basted the turkey, by the looks of it. Oh, no, it's defrosted. Joan Chitty's there on the bar stool. She's having a cigarette, actually. Surprised Mary's letting her. Oh, Karen's here. Oh, she's having a drink of water at the tap. Oh, she's having a long drink. Must have worked up quite a thirst. She's doing lots of speed skating. And Darren's coming back as well. I thought he was going to a club. All right, son.
Hello.
Oh, he's got a nice box of some lagers there and some after-dinner mints on the top, which they've secured at staff prices, you know. Merry Christmas, son.
Joyce. Joyce. Joyce, come back.
Ken.
Joyce.
What's going on? Hey.
Nothing. I tickled her, John.
Yeah.
I just tickled her. That's all.
Well, you shouldn't do that when someone's playing the piano. That's golden rule number one.
Joyce.
She's going down the general.
Joyce.
Going into the park, Ken. What's she doing that for?
Maybe she's going on the swings. Joyce.
She's coming back, Ken.
She's
very angry.
Can I go in your house for a moment, please?
Well.
Do you mind?
No. Take my keys, go on.
Oh, thanks, John.
Hello. She's got my key to Ken's house. Excuse me. Blimey. She's trespassing now, isn't she? Effectively. I don't think he's got his keys, because he only had light slacks on. And he's still blocked in, you see. Ooh. Oh, well. It's a full house now, isn't it? You see, they all come back in the end. I hope you have a lovely Christmas. Go to bed now or you'll be listless. When tomorrow comes and you fill your tums with turkey mince pies and salted crisps plus other dainties, such as cashew nuts, orange segments, that sort of thing. Now, see you then. Ta-ra. Ken. Got me out.
Christmas Eve with the Shuttleworths was written and performed by Graham Fellows and produced by Paul Schlesinger.